The kids are back in school, and you can get back on budget. HelloFresh is 25% less expensive than getting takeout. It's even cheaper than grocery shopping. Get 65% off plus free shipping with the code TBTB65. HelloFresh.com/TBTB65.
TB65.
Hello, welcome to this podcast that's called The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Melissa.
I'm Kevin Allen Fredericks III.
I'm Angel Akita Moore Tanksley.
I'm Marcus Anthony Tanksley II. The first.
And typically we talk about Married at First Sight. We're on season 15, maybe. I don't actually know. And it's the day before decision day episode. I also don't know that as well. What I'm here to tell you is that that's what we typically talk about. I'm telling you right now, if you are here because you want to know our thoughts on decision day, fast forward to the end. Do not put in the comments, y'all don't even talk about this show. Do not put in the comments, I came here for this. Y'all talk about too much about yours. I'm telling you right now.
Well, put a timer.
I'm not doing that.
YouTube, so you just know where we actually start talking about the show.
I know what you're talking about. My answer was I'm not. So
you want me to translate?
What I'm going to recommend is that you click out.
What I tell people,
this is called Bald and the Beautiful, not Married at First Sight review show.
Listen, I told people on my Game of Thrones review, I said, if you want the serious stuff, go to the serious people. We talk about this show when we want to, or when it's matter of fact, don't even put Married at First Sight in the title.
I'm not finto this time. No, decision day hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. But I'm just letting, okay, they said let Tank translate. I'm going to let him translate. I'm just letting those people that come here specifically for that. I just want to give you a forewarning. You know what I mean? That's all. I just want to make sure that you're fully aware. So you could save your types. Save your arthritis. Save your rheumatoid arthritis. Save your aspirin. Don't bother.
Mm-hmm. Air it out, Tank.
Air it out, Tank.
Per Melissa, this is the Bald and the Beautiful. Okay, we'll talk about what the we want, when the we want, how the we want to talk about it. If you don't like it, don't click. If you do click, sit back, enjoy it, comment. We love y'all, we hate y'all, or just shut the up about it. If you want to watch Married at First Sight review, watch the after party, watch somebody else's. Don't come to this talking
period.
I feel like that was more of an exclamation point than a period.
Period.
No, that was Melissa's period. You know Melissa don't yell.
Period.
We gotta have brand new energy over here on the Miss Kev on Stage channel because it's 100K, 101 to be
100 band. From the mud.
I hit 2 milestones and I haven't celebrated nothing.
Is she 200K over on Instagram too?
On the gram.
I know.
Rubber band man. Wow, that's a Taliban. 50 in the
45 in my other hand.
That's why Melissa's
wild. That lyric is wild.
Oh, well, that's why Melissa dressed like a pimp, because she out here.
I know. I said I'm doing the most today. I didn't care.
I love it.
I need to do something. I haven't been in a celebratory mood, but thank you guys. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, it's 9 in my right. I'm sorry.
Nine in my right, 45 in my other hand.
Who I is? Oh, Melissa, are you going to the show tonight?
Yes.
Okay, then we're going to drink it up to toast to you.
I'm with that.
Your
I'm
2 miles.
You all the drinks after. How long y'all got the babysitter?
How long you need us to have a babysitter? Oh, because yeah, y'all got some cheese. Listen.
Hey!
Y'all got
hey!
I want to tell you, I want to preface y'all. It's good, but it ain't as piping.
It don't matter.
It ain't.
It's still the apple at the top of the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Mel, you ain't coming to the show? Why you ain't coming? Mel? Ain't she so pretty? Her little LinkedIn picture.
I know. She look like a little.
Hello.
Sorry.
Make sure my number.
Look at them guys.
Why you ain't coming?
Done got comfortable. Back up.
Thank you.
She said,
kids,
I be
man.
Having questions. You listen.
I was like, my butt's facing.
Thank you, Doc.
Okay, so now they weren't what the tea is. So this is what we're going to talk about. No, y'all not going to get the seat. First thing I wanted to talk about before Kev goes into 2023 is that me and Mel talked about this on Gin and Juice yesterday, that we called the Tanksleys. to help tie Joe's tie on FaceTime. And it was the most chaotic 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Of FaceTime history. I assure you, it was the most. I actually have the full thing recorded. And I just want to give a visual representation. My hair is a mess, y'all. That's why I got this hat on. But I'm going to give a visual representation of what's happening.
That's literally. This is. So while that's happening, Melanie is on the phone, holding the phone, screaming at me.
No. Marcus was screaming at us. The skinny side, the fat side, wrapping around again. Stop.
Because no, it was so loud.
Melissa, you are the drama. Yes. Am I the drama? You.
I want you to know this you. Office is probably so confused because we don't be in here but one or two days. But when we be in here, we be loud. I be loud in there screaming. Listen, screaming. They be like, somebody probably knew, like, yeah, listen, on Tuesdays and Fridays, we don't know what they do in that office. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, for the most part, it's going to be quiet. You're going to hear some screaming, you're going to hear some clapping, you're going to hear some singing. But for the most part, they don't even be there like that. But when they do be there, you know they are there.
So to give you a little backstory on the mindset I was at when I answered the phone, last week, Greg told me a story about how that week, somebody tried to break into the neighbor's house.
Oh, yeah.
That like 10 o'clock at night, early in the night. So I told him, I said, hey, just FYI, just let me know if you want me to go by, check on the girls, whatever. Mel knows she can call me, whatever. So Melanie never, especially the Samsung. If I get anything from anybody, it's on the Apple. Melissa, so I'm like,
why can't I FaceTime you?
I said, you can. You called the wrong phone.
You got two phones?
Yeah, so now I'm like, oh yeah, she's like trying to air like get your together, Tank. I'm trying to FaceTime you and I'm over here talking on Android. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, Angel, I don't know what in the hell.
It was so much chaos. There was one point in time where I was like, Melissa, because we kept telling her, get off the triangle, get off, because she kept doing a lot to the knot. She was like,
I said, leave the knot alone.
I said, Melissa, don't touch the knot. She said, okay, shut up. Melissa is the drama.
It was so much happening. And this is the thing. Okay, we said this. This is the thing. Ties, okay, you have to lift it. It leverages it with the back part, and then it adjusts with the neck part. The knot was not being knotted, and I was like, everyone is giving me too much instructions because the tie isn't doing what I think it should be doing.
This is Melissa on the knot. This is Melissa. I'm like, stop touching the knot.
She just wouldn't stop.
I felt like the
everyone
the,
shut up. Everyone is
shut up.
Oh it yeah.
It was a lot of happening. I was hot. Then when I fought, and this is the trouble too. This is the last thing I'm gonna say. The trouble is I had a lot of like excitement because when I tied it and I could see, oh my God, it's a tie. I am now done. And I wasn't done. Now this is stupid. I'm done. I thought that I was done and I wasn't done. And then I had to do all this extra stuff. I don't want to do all that. I want to do it, see it, and be like, yay, good job, gold star. And I wasn't able to get there. It's very dumb.
I won't bring the mood down, so I'll leave my part out.
You did what?
Just say it. You can't say that and then not say it.
Because I said I had something else to say. That's why I said I wasn't going to say it.
No, say it.
So I didn't see the post until, I don't know, late yesterday that you posted the video. And as I'm sitting there looking at the video, when I tell you the breakdown I had after it, because I was in my mind and I was like, that was supposed to be Jason. Mm. And when I tell you I was in that office, I had to back away. I couldn't see the screen no more.
You didn't call him?
What about you? I did. He didn't answer.
Oh, he didn't hit you back. He ain't hit me back. Yeah. Like a month.
He usually does. Yeah, I'm like,
I can't do that right now. It's not funny to me yet.
It's not funny to me either, but it is.
Oh.
I told Melissa, so I was on stage at this time, for sure on stage, because Melissa called me when he was done. The timing didn't work out. And she was like, we got it. And then I seen that video and I see Marcus. He was big uncle.
Man, listen.
And I was like, I mean, Marcus looked like somebody's close. Father in the thing. Let me, if I could get my body outside of the screen, I would, so you could see what I'm doing. All you see, you know, your mom be like, I can't, how you get the FaceTime up? I know he was close, so you could see the.
Because I'm like, look, no, Melissa, look.
I was holding the phone. That's why.
Do this.
And all you see, Angel had the phone on Marcus like this.
So they can hear. It was so loud. I wanted them to hear him.
That video is utter chaos.
It was chaos. And this is what happened. This is why it was chaos by the time we called you guys. Because literally what happened was the little boy, Joe's best friend's mom, was like, oh my God, he has to wear a tie per dress code. And I told Joe he had to wear a tie, but you know, he wouldn't listen. So I run upstairs because now I'm excited. You know, I'm easily excited.
Is that my tie?
No, I bought him a tie. Oh,
okay.
But that was the other problem. It was an adult tie proportionate to his body. It was too much. So anyway.
Yeah, you really had a tough.
Oh my God. So I'm going upstairs. I run down and I'm screaming, I don't know how to tie the tie. I don't know how to tie the tie.
He's the drama. Yeah.
So you must have tried YouTube and it was like, this ain't working.
No, what happened was the girl's, the little boy's mom, her name is April, and to y'all. April was like, I can call my husband. And so I'm like, well, if we're going to call somebody, because none of us know how to do it, I'm going to call someone I know. I'm not going to call your husband. Like, no shade, no tea, but like, no, if it's going to be a moment, like, I want it to be somebody I know. I don't, you know, I don't want it to be your husband.
She's so like, and like, plus no, I plan on yelling at whoever it is.
Yes, I need to.
Shut up.
Or he would have been like, oh, girl, like, she's low-key cuckoo. Like, what's happening? Why is she so excited? And I was way too excited to be, calm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You needed that.
Yeah, I needed all of it to happen. And y'all know how I be. So it was, I probably am the drama. I don't care.
She said, you know what? You are correct. Go ahead. Yes.
Tank, how you tie the tie?
Girl, did that. Then we took it off. We're all excited all over again.
I'm not judging you. I wouldn't have acted much better.
Angel said, I think it was Angel, was like, take it off and start over, because it wasn't adjusting for me. It just wasn't doing what I needed.
She had already gotten it so tight that it wasn't going to move.
She murderized that night. Boy.
She had done such a good job, but then when she had to get it perfect, she just kept tugging at stuff. I was like, just start all over. Start all over.
Low-key, though, if you never tied a tie, it's not a simple thing, but it's... Huh? Exactly. It is simple, but it's not easy.
I was just... So then Mel, we took it off. Mel undid it. Mel did it again. When she got the knot, we were like, oh, my God!
JoJo was so awkward.
This was JoJo.
I felt for him.
I mean, he was literally like a stone in the middle of an explosion. Like, he did not move. And everything around him.
I was like,
that video was a lot, because Marcus was big uncle. JoJo was holding the girl's hand. I was in Columbus. I was like, this is too much for one video. Yeah, this is too much. The doggone thing about raising kids, they be little till they be big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe was anti everything, and now you go into homecoming and he held the girl's hand, and she was black.
Did you tell him my reaction when you told me?
Oh my god, it just kept
building. Like,
I saw the title of Gin and Juice, and I was like, what? Because first, I went ahead and translated it to Isaiah. I was like, they're not talking about JoJo, Isaiah. So I was like, wait. This does say Josiah. Let me tap in. So
this is my reaction.
I watch it, right? And I was like, oh, I'm reacting exactly like Melanie. I'm like her echo chamber. I'm like, what? All this. So it's late at night. We in bed. We almost asleep. And I realized I forgot to tell Marcus. I was like, babe.
You asked me if I seen it. I was like,
I said, babe, did you see Jada Juice? He's like, no.
I'm like, nah, hold on. Nah.
Okay. Josiah, JoJo want to go to homecoming.
What?
And he asking a girl to homecoming.
What?
And she black. What? you was like, huh? I was like, listen. He said it just got better and better every time you talked about it. Go ahead.
I was so, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I was so proud from him. We've been working on y'all before y'all even knew. We slow, yeah, black people, man, amen. You know, we would love anybody, but you know, if you brought home a black girl, we love a little bit more.
Her mama was hilarious too. She said, you could hold the late, she's African. I don't know specifically where in Africa she is from, but she is African. And she's just, you can hold the lady's hand. That's all she kept saying. You can hold the lady's hand, JoJo. JoJo, you can hold the lady's hand. Joe was like, I don't want to do any of this. She is tall. Her mom is tall.
Listen, my boy said I got Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, her mom is tall. Her dad is a little bit shorter, I think. Her mom had heels on, but I think even without the heels, they're either the same height or she's just a tiny bit taller than her dad.
JoJo went for it all. I respected him.
Yeah, she's so pretty. I said, come on.
She's so pretty.
Was she there doing all the screaming? Was she there doing all that?
I think not. Maybe toward the end.
Okay. All right, as long as she knew. I did feel for JoJo. I said he's gonna be calling BetterHelp after this, and luckily, it's now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. So I know in that time we were like, "There's a problem, right? We got a problem. JoJo's tie cannot be tied." But because Melissa is someone who firmly believes in mental health and therapy, she did not get stuck in problem mode. She kicked over to problem solving mode. And she was able to go, hey, let me figure out how I can solve this. Let me call a friend. Well, I know for some people that's really difficult to do. It can be a big problem or a small problem. It's sometimes hard to just train ourselves not to just keep focusing on the problem, but finding solutions for that problem. And that is why a therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I personally am a huge advocate for therapy. My life has been changed by my therapist, how I think about myself, how I think about problems that I hit, how I even perceive obstacles. My therapist truly had a very strong hand in helping me look at things differently. I was inspired to try therapy because I want to be my best self. It's not all about getting through crisis. We do go through crisis. We go through trauma. But for me, I want to be the best version of myself for however many days the Lord allows me to live on this earth. And I knew therapy was exactly what was going to help that. And I've seen so many benefits. I'm so much less stressed. I'm so much more confident in my decisions, in my decision making. And I really trust my intuition because of my therapist. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
All right. Closure on that. Y'all talking about this, and then I want to go into the a little bit of the Married at First Sight peoples.
Okay. Angel retired from stand-up comedy, and she's been campaigning since this morning for H2223. HTT23. Mm-hmm. She wants, because I was talking about
85 South,
who have built over the last 6 years.
They're doing the things.
So I just wanted you to know that that's the campaign. I would never go on the road. Me?
I would really love an HTT/TBTB. Like, if you, I feel as though the book tour was a great precursor of how well we work together, how well we gel on stage. Kevin, you're so used to having to carry such a heavy load. You don't even know what it feels like to have other people on stage carrying as much of the load. You don't even know how to enjoy that. So it's fine.
Yeah, look at TBTB. You barely do anything. You want to go sleep half the time. We got it.
Where are my sunglasses?
Why you throw grenades so hard?
We got it, Kevin. It'll be great. You can just chime in when you want to.
That's the shade.
She said the shade. The shade that you just threw.
I told y'all I'm trying to go to Madison Square Garden. I had a renewed fervor.
I know that.
I ain't trying to stop you from going there. How does that stop you?
How does it stop you, Kev?
Well, they went and just said a comment, so I just thought that's...
I still want you to go. People will come see you do stand-up.
Yeah, it's like I told the people at the L.A. wine and food thing. I went to the cookie dough stand. They said, would you like this or that? I said, it's cookie dough. There is no or. Give me all of it.
That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to take nothing away from you. I'm just trying to add.
We y'all got kids and all this there. It's all fun and games when you're talking about it on the podcast. When you go to actually plan it, it ain't all fun and games then, is it? When you done
been okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Kids, and I'm gonna shut up after this.
We
okay,
got kids,
hush. Let me tell them what I'm gonna say.
We have kids too. I'm not just saying, listen, y'all.
Listen, you do clubs where they seat 200 to maybe 400, and you have to do three. You have to do usually 6 shows a weekend or like 2 shows a night. I am referring to doing places that seat a few thousand and only having to go to a couple of places, shorter tour, but higher revenue. That's all I was saying.
Theaters are lower revenue.
I know theaters are. We talked about it before, but we could come up with something. I know 85 South ain't hurting.
Yeah, but they doing arenas. They doing 4,000 or 5,000.
You Kev on stage. We can do arenas.
I ain't. My name Michael Jones.
Why is it your name? It's always Michael Jones. Okay, we got to talk about it.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right. Is it another ad time or not yet?
No, we just finished one.
Got dog. Talk a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Melissa, tell me your thoughts. You know what? Melissa be sitting in the cut. Tell me your thoughts, Melissa.
You know why? Because I be having to think about it. Because I am balancing what I know he wants to do. And I'm thinking about what's already planned for next year. Plus Kev's tour.
They don't even
plus.
Know what I'm planning next year yet. That's the thing. They don't. Not Marcus and Angel. I mean, the people in the comments.
Oh, so I can't even say what I was going to say. Oh, okay. Never mind. Disregard then.
We don't know either. So you're going to have to tell us when we drink tonight. I don't know what you got planned. We don't.
When's the last time we talked to y'all good?
Probably this didn't come up.
No.
Yeah. There was so much stuff
there
that didn't come
up. There was a lot to unfold.
There was
a lot
about this on a flight back.
Do people say Kev doesn't communicate well?
Listen, don't trigger me. Don't trigger me today.
She's I have like, a lot of things to remember.
It's okay. So that might be helpful then. Okay, so now that might give context.
Yeah,
that's what I was contemplating in my mind.
Oh, they don't know the full thing.
We don't know.
We don't know the quarter thing.
We don't know any other thing.
We'll tell y'all tonight.
No, y'all only don't know the other quarter. That's the half.
And then when I don't show up to TBTB, y'all talk about vibrating panties. I was like, what?
You know why this season, Mary
first started? Oh, that was, I was like, what y'all talking about?
I first told her on the book club, but when that girl had the vibrating panties, that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, you talk about your vibrating panties.
Okay, so Married at First Sight, this is where we're talking about.
Okay.
And 2024 is my year. Actually, I need to low key start getting my life together about that. Okay, thing number one, Nate and Stacia. Out, they're not gonna make it.
That's the one the people I do want to talk about. Whose fault is it?
They're not listening to each other.
That's what whose fault it is. Them.
Is it a chicken or egg thing, or is it just like I was trying, before we got here, I was replaying those conversations in my mind, and I was trying to figure out, is this one person's fault? But I think it boils down to they are missing what each other's, because he was saying, he was jumping to the conclusion of what she was saying wasn't what she had actually just said.
Right, but she is unsatisfiable, whatever, that insatiable.
Yeah.
He really, she's like, you know, you have never had those deep feelings, ma'am. Y'all been, she mad that he took his daddy's advice over hers. He just met you. She's like, I mean, and I'm your wife. Calm down, hold down, hold on. And she's like, you know, it feels like you're going through the motions. I would have felt insulted too after I done got a tattoo with our wedding date. Now, ma'am, you're being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The problem is, after she did all that, he goes into a very immature mode that's hard for him to get out of. Yeah. And it's like, okay, then, you're going to sit here and keep hurting my feelings after I am actually making an earnest effort to make you feel desired and to let you know I'm working towards my feelings. So let me say the things that I know would make you hurt. And now I'm stuck with you.
He did go hard after that. He was like, now I will hurt your feelings like you hurt my feelings. And I'm going to say the things I know you don't want to hear.
Yeah,
that's what I'm feeling.
Well, I 100% agree with April. Angel.
The thing is, she's so afraid.
It's because I was thinking of the other girl, the pretend April in my story.
She said it's been that long. She can't remember my name.
It's been that long since we didn't got to do content together. So who was
I noticed Marcus it right
my name
away
wrong
too.
All up in the thumbnail. All up. That in never the title.
Happened. That never all happened. Wrong. That never Fred happened.
Fredericks.
It's been spelled wrong.
Kevin, you say Fredericks all day, every day.
During the funeral day, me and Melissa was having our last moment with Jay. And we sad. We both look up at the same time and see this.
No, I did it. I was still giving Jason my final respects.
I was sad. I looked up and his picture had the second E missing. I said, Liz.
Instantly.
That E's sneaky.
Yes.
Marcus.
And the programs.
All the programs were wrong.
100
programs all forgot the second E. Took me right up out of grief.
I'm trying to get my cast in. The second E is missing. I looked up and we were like, well, that's done. Because I know
Tammy was in our whole family. It's the first thing we all check for because it's the most common way Fredericks is spelled wrong.
That's crazy somebody do that.
The way Marcus messed it up.
I didn't mess it up.
It's spelled correctly every time.
I say Tanksley, though. Problem is, I say Tanksley. You say Fredericks.
Listen, by the time they got them programs reprinted, the way Melissa was handing them programs out, I was like, you want to help? She was like, nope. You have it.
I don't even know Tammy. I don't think nobody knows. It was a Men in Black moment where
nobody knows except the people who now know.
Right. Because nobody knew.
It was before everyone came for final viewing. We were there early.
And we went over this, and they were super apologetic. But that man went and got them things printed off before the thing, and people didn't even notice that the programs was late.
They weren't late. He got it right on time.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
it was right before it started. He was probably drying that ink like he was like a woman drying the fingernails. Mm-hmm. He was probably like... Here they go. he go.
The problem is Kev, you need to put emphasis on that E because you never do. I am sorry, even though it never happened. You need to say, my name is Kevin Aloysius Fredericks.
It ain't Fredericks. Fredericks with two E's. The second E is silent.
Ebony did that too. I had to tell what you call it.
No, he needs to say Fredericks.
It's not pronounced Fredericks.
It is.
Ebony Magazine.
There's no such thing as a silent E. Other than at the very end.
There is, Marcus.
He's only silent.
Silent E. It could just be spelled without the E.
Look, your former slave masters misspelled the name. Okay.
That ain't even how we got the last name.
That's why his name.
Our around. Granddad.
Don't tell your business. Okay, Nate and Stacia.
Is it Stacia?
No,
is it Stacia or Sasha? I don't know.
I know. I really think it's Stacia.
Oh man.
Okay.
Is it
Stacia or Stacia? You said Stacia?
What'd you say, Angel?
Whatever, it's whatever we say at this point.
It's Stacia.
Okay. Stacia.
Stasha.
Is that not what I said?
I don't know. I don't know what I was saying. She wants 5 years of a relationship in 8 weeks.
Correct.
She so badly wants everything to happen the way she wants it to happen.
In her timeline.
And her timeline that she's actually actively ruining the chance of that happening by saying it hasn't happened yet. Therefore, it's not likely to happen because you are not loving me deeply at 8 weeks. So how do I know you'll be able to love me deeply in 3 years? It's not right. even possible to honestly love you deeply and you to feel that in 8 weeks. If you wanted that, you should not have went on Married at First Sight, because that is what you give up when you marry somebody at first sight, is the chance for a deep bond quickly. Even if you didn't go on that show, the chance for a deep bond is not going to happen quickly. So she keep being, I don't feel love. We're just going through the motions. What motions? Going through the motions is after you've been loved, felt the bond, now it's falling off. Y'all haven't even got there to go through the motions yet. You're still learning each other. You just met this man, Dad, 6 minutes ago. Take it easy. And then to y'all point, I actually get this because I be like this. Words of affirmation. I'm doing a good job. Mm-hmm. She's not understanding how hard it is for him to do what he's done. And first of all, as far as emotional communication, from the way he shut down early in the season to how he expressed his feelings in this episode, I was like, first of all, you tripping.
Yeah.
He expressed these feelings very clearly, mm-hmm. with much clarity. And for those of who watched and missed 6 episodes, but when we was watching, he shut down. He was like, I don't know. And then yesterday or last episode, he was like, when you do this, it feels like that. And when I ask you for this, you don't do this. And when you don't do that, it basically creates a cycle to where I don't feel this. And then you don't feel like, and she was like, why are you triggered? He was like, you is the trigger. You trigger me. You trigger me. And it was like, she didn't understand her part in that. And she was hung up on, I didn't say that, but it was heavily implied. And to act like you can't get how he got there was like, now don't be obtuse. You are basically saying, I don't feel like you love me deeply and you're probably never going to do that. It's going to make him feel discounted for the work that he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Like, come on now.
Yeah,
she just done controlled herself right into being an ex-fiancé.
Man, because when he got frustrated, y'all, I was like, I get it.
I did
too. And he made a good point about the tools. He was like, basically, I just learned these tools and I'm trying, but I'm not going to get them right every time.
Right.
Like,
he said, he's like, I used them.
And she was
I be knowing the tools and I still be messing up.
Shona.
After 20 years.
That Shona was to me, not to him.
And she was poking at the same time. She saw he was getting really emotional and she was like, I'm just saying that.
Oh, let me tell you what pissed me off. Go ahead, Andrew. I'm sorry.
But the only question I have is, what love is she showing?
Knowing
she keeps questioning him, and I don't know what she's doing that is exceptionally above what he's giving. I don't know if it's because I've missed 3 months of the show. Maybe there was a lot of things she did then, but I am like, baby girl, what are you doing that is so much further along than him that he should feel as though he's behind you in the category of love? Just because you say it ain't really got nothing to do with it. It's are you really doing the things that show love?
Yeah.
1,000%. And then she gonna have the nerve after all they did is argue, sit him in the bed and say, what makes you happy that you're married to me? He was like,
I'm happy.
You
had this experiment almost over.
You know what? When you were a kid and your parent come into school, you act like you're working hard. You're like, that was him. Right. I know he wanted to be like, girl, I am not happy to be married to you. Is that not obvious in the way I said I don't want to be stuck with you?
Yes.
Why would you ask him that right there?
Right. Y'all still kind of upset and you want that answer? All right.
Girl. Yeah, it's crazy how she, like what you were saying, Kev, is like she wants this, you know, it ain't even been 8 weeks yet and she wants this thing. He's like, okay, I'm not here, but this is what we're working toward. This is what I'm working toward. But I want you to be there. That ain't going to happen. I'm not, I can say what you want me to say. I'm working on this. If she can't understand I'm working on this, it's like she just be, it's like she's being too stubborn. Like she done, like, or stubborned herself into being an ex-wife or whatever.
Turn it. I want to show. This is the part that killed me because you only see this.
Oh, yeah.
See this.
You ain't never seen this in real life.
Shut the door. I was just waiting for a cat to walk up to nestle and sit in her lap because, you know, she's going to be single. And if she going to have a cat and be single, she better have pretty litter. Because when I tell you, when your cat, I used to have two cats, okay? I used to have two little kittens. And the last thing you want is some stinky cat piss just ruminating around your house. Just that is not the aromatherapy you want. So, when your cat is being a total goofball, it definitely keeps you entertained. And something you can always count on as a cat owner is pretty litter. It's the only cat litter you should ever use. And here's why. Pretty Little crystals change color to detect early signs of potential illness like metabolic acidosis, which can cause diabetes, urinary tract infections, and kidney issues, and more. Pretty Litter is an ultra-absorbent and instantly traps odor. That's the part you need. Instantly trapping odor. It's lightweight, dust-free, and it works for up to a month without clumping. That means no more wasting litter. Plus, Pretty Litter ships free to your door in a small, lightweight bag. And listen, you'll never run out. And if you don't have a massive container of litter, well, you won't. You won't have a massive container of litter taking up space. And you don't have to lug that bulky container around from a store to your car to your house. Y'all know that our good friend, the Tony Anthony Charles Baker, has two gorgeous cats. This was something that we gifted him, and he absolutely loves it, okay? Because we're not about to have Midnight out there having his house stinky. We're not going to have it, okay? And like I said, the fact that it traps odor is what I feel like is my favorite thing, because that's one thing. If you got a cat and if your house smells like cat pee, I'm not visiting you no more. And that's why I don't mind visiting Tony, because he uses Pretty Litter. Okay, once you try Pretty Litter, it'll be the only litter you ever use. Go to prettylitter.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
Order. That's prettylitter.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB. Save 20%
on your first order. prettylitter.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
One of the people in the Patreon.
Watch her try to get up off his floor. Look at her. Yeah. Look at her.
Yes, 100%. Stasha is speaking out of fear. She is self-sabotaging. She needs to read The Big Leap.
She does.
Because her fear about what is happening, she is just creating an environment where that cannot happen.
Yeah.
You cannot cultivate somebody learning to love you deeply by telling them you don't feel loved enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And they both speaking out of fear. Even him on the kid thing is like, you know, we can't do this, can't do that. Like, yeah. Even like the pendulum was swinging very extreme in both directions. Like when she started talking to him, he was coming up with narratives. He was pulling them things so far from out of his ass. I'm like, well, are you not now? You doing the same thing she was doing? I couldn't figure out if he was purposefully not listening, or I'm like, they just keep missing each other.
I think he was frustrated, and therefore he heard what he wanted.
Watch this.
He heard the future of what she said, even though she didn't say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Kristen and Mitch.
I got a question about Mitch. I did not, or it wasn't a question until I said I thought he was vegan.
Oh. I thought it was.
He was eating a burger. You know how hypocritical it is for him to be eating a burger and be this big environmentalist? You know how much water it takes to create hamburger.
It takes a lot to create vegan burgers, though, too. Even more.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he eating all kinds of meat.
It's all processed.
I heard it takes a lot of water to create almonds.
It does.
Yeah.
We can't do nothing, guys.
Everything
we can't. The earth is doomed.
Unless you
the earth is doomed. Let's just live it until it's gone, and we'll just be dead.
Let me tell you what I was talking about this the other day. I was so mad at Jeff Bezos for flying into space. And within 3 minutes of me being pissed, I said, "Let me get these shoelaces on Amazon Prime, and they better be within 6 hours." I ain't got time. This is like I be. Mad, but not so mad that I'm not getting that thing on Prime. It's go if I buy now, it's gonna be here tomorrow. If you Amazon be like, buy it right now, I'm gonna have it in your backyard by 3 o'clock.
No,
I'd be like,
man, oh. I've ordered stuff from Amazon.
Like to wait and get all of your packages together on Wednesday. No, I want
when available.
The promise that you said, which is it'll be here tomorrow.
Amazon said they'll bring it in your house. Put it on me. I got this new shirt. Bring it in. Yes. To me, and I'm gonna be sitting downstairs with my shirt off. Y'all open the door. Put it on because that's I want a new service.
No, I don't want to wait 3 days so you can save on shipping and boxes. Give me 17 boxes over the next 17 days. I
bought per day.
I bought a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt, and that thing came in a box. I said, y'all done ran out of the plastic thing? Why is my one T-shirt coming in a box?
Hilarious. They don't care.
They don't care.
No. Okay. Y'all think they going to make it?
I don't
think.
Oh, you talking about?
Kristen and Mitch.
She was saying, this is really interesting. She was like, and I was like, boy, man, we don't got no chance in this world. She said, all I want from him is a grand gesture without me telling him that I want a grand gesture. That is all. And I'm like, what? This man just know that. If I get that, then I will know.
No, she said that to him, though. She has said that to him repeatedly over.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Like, I want you to give me this. I need you. Yes. She be saying.
Yeah, he's been doing the absolute bare minimum. And the crumb that he gives her, she takes it on as a feast.
Once he let that dog sit in the bed, she was like, I love you all over again. Because that little nasty pug.
She sat there and wiped out. That pug had a period in its folds. And she was like, there we go. I think that she will say yes, just off the strength that he said, if we could see how this goes. She was like, it's not what I want, but I'll take it.
That's literally.
I said, poor baby girl.
She's, yeah.
She done been through a lot.
I was making fun of her. Hey, it's Mel Mitch.
Hey,
when
Mel.
She did the fold, what did she call it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, she was cleaning.
Oh, his fold.
But this is that what she called it?
She don't call it a fold.
Is it irrigation?
I called it maybe it was
the
fold.
Disgusting.
But the point was, I was like, this is just gross. But I be taking Monty's eye boogers out because he be having crusties.
I don't even do that.
And I be taking them out, toss them out, and then I wash my hands. And I was like, this is gross.
It's so gross.
It literally be only me because nobody else. The wrinkle.
Oh, it is called the wrinkle. It is called the wrinkle.
But I was like, he just be up there like looking in your face with all night in his eye.
And then the dog ate on the bed.
He was eating on the bed, man.
Dog eating on the bed.
I had a pit bull. He had big ears. He stayed outside. Anytime I was outside and he had in my boogers, I would take his ear and wipe his eye. He was like, all right, go on. Go on.
Did you really?
Yeah, all the time.
You can get the puppy. You can use the puppy wipes.
I don't really want to do it at all.
We got the puppy wipes.
I really kind of don't want to do it at all.
I'll tell you what.
Y'all want to
wipe?
That dog, mm-mm.
Huh?
Melissa want two dogs and don't want to wipe the eyes of one.
I do
want
another dog.
Oh, what's the other dog going to look like?
I don't want another dog.
That don't have
got. What's the dog going to look like, Melissa?
Nothing to do with me.
I know.
I feel like Cody on Sister Wives. That could be on there saying stuff and then white women be like, Shut up. We have not listened to you since we got married. He be complaining. No one on this show listens to this man.
Nobody listens to him.
They're like, we outnumber you. Yes! Shut up.
And the thing that's funny is they don't even agree, but they all agree that we're not listening to him. Cody said this with his dumb self. Anyway, girl, I want to move back to Utah. They be like, girl, we can't move back to Utah.
Why can't they?
Well, they wasn't supposed to because
she said, fine, y'all don't want to, we are not all moving. I am because I'm divorcing y'all. How about that?
We're going as sister wives and we're going as single women.
I do think they are going to say yes to each other.
They will. I don't think they're going to last, but they're going to say yes to decision day.
Yeah, she, I can't get this. This dog just, he just seems like he smells awful.
Ain't we not supposed to have pugs? Aren't they all like genetic
pugs, bulldogs, any dog with that, like even boxers with that smush nose, they have respiratory issues. They can't breathe.
So they didn't used to look like that, right?
No, the AKC, American Kennel Club, jacked up dogs. They completely screwed dogs over.
What's American Kennel Club?
That's like the standard that people try to get dogs to. Like the German Shepherd did not used to look the way it does.
It's expensive. If you get the dogs through there, it's expensive.
Is that like Westminster Dog Club type of pureness?
Yeah, it's like that. That's like a badge of honor. Like you have American Kennel Club. If you got your dog from a breeder and both dogs are AKC certified, then your dog is AKC certified. But the problem is
like high standards. They're breeding ethically. They're in good. It's all these things.
And the problem is they try to keep, yes, and it costs money, but they try to keep dogs and have dogs look a particular way. So that's why dogs now are all jacked up, because that's why bulldogs and pugs can't breathe no more, because they damn near inbred to the point of retardation.
I didn't know all that. Mm-hmm. I never heard of
that. That's why mutts are so healthy. Like you crossbreed a dog, they live forever. That's because when you crossbreed a dog, it gets rid of all the impurities and crap.
So they're like,
it's called hyper.
They done changed it now. Yeah, it's hyper blah blah blah.
Hyperpigmentation.
Hyper vigor or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Hyper.
Do you follow every that deserves on Instagram?
Oh man, I love that page.
I will now. Who is that?
It's fantastic.
Every deserves to come home.
It is fantastic. It's literally just, it's almost like love letters. So it's like every deserves happiness. Every deserves to take a nap.
I'm gonna go look for it now.
It's the best. I love it. It's one of my favorites. Okay, let's go to Alexis and Justin. They should say no.
Yeah, they should. They won't.
Who is that?
Do they have anything
new? Vacation Braids and Tree.
Tree and Vacation Braids.
They're gonna say no.
I hope they say no.
In the preview when Pastor Cal goes, what happened? What happened? I think he's talking about them.
I think so too. They need to say no. He need to say no and go and get his dog out of jail. Or from that friend. She was whack for that.
No, she was whack for that.
She was extremely whack for that.
She was whack for that.
She don't give, she's kind of like her and Stacia a lot. Alike, and that is she's requiring a lot and not giving anything. And basically, the way she done tore this man down on camera, it's just like, come on now.
That man, she said he ain't had no thrust on national television.
She said, mm-hmm. Your thrust is negative.
That man, she said, if you were a spaceship, it would not fly.
She's so sad. I just don't see them being able to make it. He's a very sensitive man, and she is not a sensitive woman. Even when he was trying to be all lovey-dovey when she was leaving, he was like, oh, you got on your pout face? She said, no, I don't. Bye. He was like, goodbye. And he's trying to say hello. Like, hello fresh, because y'all know we be cooking it over here all the time. You feel me? I just cooked two meals last night. I cooked this, I can't even pronounce it. It was like a Szechuan pesto. It was over some tilapia. It was fire. And it was, I had green beans with it and a rice, a ginger rice. Bon Appetit. I had the boys eat that. We had this really great black bean soup with cut up peppers, onions, okay, tomato paste, fresh tomatoes. I don't be lying when I say we eat HelloFresh. We eat it every night for dinner.
And it was fresh up in y'all kitchen. And we sure did ate it.
They ate it because it was delicious. Okay, you can save 25%.
Kevin saved room to eat more.
I sure did. Yeah, and I ate the children's food. Some kids, so went to, kids was playing around and I was like, go on to bed.
He's like, oh, you didn't read the room. I'm going to eat this food. You can save 25% by eating HelloFresh versus getting takeout. That's how much less it typically is. You're getting farm fresh products straight to your doorstep in less than 7 days. So it goes from farm to your doorstep. 7 days, honey. And the ingredients are pre-portioned, so there's less food waste. There's so many reasons why I love HelloFresh, but mainly I don't have to think. I get to cook good, wholesome meals for my kids with fresh produce, and I didn't have to be this creative wizard to figure out what to cook. HelloFresh did the work for me, and I thank them for it. So you all should try it out because, honey, it is amazing. It doesn't take much time, and the recipes are great. The what we fed the Fredericks, the Southwest shrimp tacos, on point.
Pop it.
Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB65.
TBTB65.
And use code TBTB65.
TBTB65.
65% off plus free shipping. I'll tell you that one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB65.
TBTB65.
And use code TBTB65.
TBTB65.
65% off plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right. We need to be here for another about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got... We got who left? Lindy and Miguel.
Yeah, that's about it. So anything else y'all want to talk about real quick? You want to throw in the rain, the weather?
Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this tour. No.
Y'all don't want to be on the road like that.
So what I would like to do.
You ain't Kobe. They don't love you like that.
Let's go ahead and circle back.
Go back to the beginning. Let's book in this.
Yeah.
Kevin, do you wait a minute, Kevin? Do you really want to be on the road like that? You're only on the road to get to your You're on the road to get to your goal. It's not that you want to be on the road. If you could go to Madison Square Garden tomorrow, you'd be like, bye, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee. Yeah. I ain't seeing y'all.
I would cancel Milwaukee in a second. I said, y'all go watch the Bucks and get them Kia stolen. People are selling cars in Milwaukee. You know what? I think this is the funniest thing about me. And even to myself, I be laughing. When I'm on something, it's the best idea ever. Why did I think of this? The moment I'm over it, this is stupid. I am in a stupid town. I should be done with this. The moment we saw Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, Madison Square Garden, this is my destiny. I should have always. Why did I stop doing? That was the moment. I know y'all didn't. I didn't have no dates on this year until I saw Kevin. When I saw Kevin Hart come out with that bat, and them people in Madison Square Garden went off. I was like,
it was the best.
Surely this is what God wants for me. Now, do I have to do two nights in Tupelo, Mississippi to get here?
I love a good Tupelo.
Oh, this weekend only. Tupelo, Kevin. Because them people flew in for that show. When I tell you, we bumped into probably 10, 15 different people over the weekend. They all did not live in New York. They came to New York to see Kevin Chris. And now Chris and Dave is going on the road together. Lisa done showed me. So Kevin. To answer your question, Angel, it depends on the day.
And did y'all have seen that at the Emancipation Proclamation of Will Smith, that Dave Chappelle was in the picture?
Listen, choose you this day. Because they was talking about Will at the show. Mm-hmm. But when his movie came out, they was there.
Of course.
Regardless of what went down, that boy Will Smith.
I know, but like,
don't make me pull my picture.
Dave and Chris are friends.
Well, he didn't slap Dave.
Right. Yeah, but Dave and Chris was on the road after it immediately happened. And when Dave Chappelle got slapped, he said, was that Will?
I think comedians just, we are loyal to the joke more than anything. Well, we gonna take the joke, whether we supposed to or not. That don't mean we ain't cool, Will. Like, that slap you, huh? Anyway, we're going over his house, by the way, to watch this movie.
But listen, Kevin, what's his middle name? Aloysius?
Frederick. Susan.
Listen, and Melissa, Danita, am I the drama?
Come on, Danita.
Frederick.
Kevin, Suzanne, Lee, Fredericks.
Why, if God has never put your path on what has been traditionally how you get from point A to B, why are you trying to do the traditional point A to B now? That ain't never been your trajectory.
Oh, now you believe in destiny.
Yeah, because it was never really my plan anyway. This is what
I'm God not talking about your destiny changing. I'm talking about the path you're taking to get to the destiny.
The path I'm taking has already been laid out.
You was goddamn lying. But now you yeah.
I used to believe that I had control. Still here? But Mel and Melissa done proved to me that all I'm doing is what
Mel's in the building.
That's why I'm saying that, because nothing matters. If I pour water on Melissa right now, it's because I was always supposed to.
Or
if I don't pour water on myself, it was always supposed to. Or if I never do either. You know who this is? This is the Oracle in the Matrix, although my lovely wife has not seen this movie. No. When they met.
Get out of here. No, I haven't seen it.
It only counts when it's a black movie. In the Matrix, the first movie, they go visit the Oracle. And if you don't know, if you haven't seen the Matrix, Neo's supposed to be the one who's going to beat the Matrix, right? But Morpheus.
Hey, shut up. Don't nobody care about all that bullshit. Anyway.
What were you going to say to Melanie, Melissa?
Hold on. That's hilarious. Mel, this LinkedIn picture be cracking me up.
It's the best.
In the movie, this is the point that I'm gonna get to my point. Y'all don't rush me.
Yes, but you got a sports analogy. Movie.
I didn't
analogy.
Have no sports you analogy. I like analogies.
People Matrix like analogy.
How about that? All y'all stay home. I'm going by myself.
We see.
Oh, it's not new to us. There. And we're gonna be at home having cooking shows.
Have it. Do whatever y'all want.
Yeah, all right.
Make cooking shows. Don't do that no more.
Oh, we definitely doing it.
He said, "Don't do that."
No, we definitely doing
it. While you're on the road in November.
All right.
No, let's make it worse.
I'm gonna plan a show in Vietnam.
No, Kevin, this is what we're gonna do. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna actually go to the city you're in, rent an Airbnb, and do it
live.
$5 for a cleaning fee, then, and I'm gonna be at the Four Seasons. And they're going to bring my food at 3:00 in the morning. I'm going to say,
Everybody's supposed to be at your show. They're going to be out front watching us in the front yard.
What is Calvinism?
Kevin's is playing her, which is a constant discussion.
Calvin and Hobbes?
Which is a constant discussion between
biblical scholars. What's hyper-Calvinism?
I don't know what this
Y'all better not be planning stuff while I'm gone. That homecoming thing was enough.
What homecoming thing?
Y'all having fun when I wasn't there. I was cold in Ohio.
First of all, you went to the game and had the time of
your
life.
You got a game. Drinking beer. Having fun. Oh,
and he's already done it again. He's already done it before.
That's how it goes.
Yes, that was the second time. My dad was like, was that this? No, your dad was like, was that this year or last year? Because I swore you already went.
Oh, so we owe you one.
This has been a great episode. I love you guys. This has been fantastic.
Oh,
Melissa,
we got to tell you on the slide. We got an idea. Oh, well, we can't tell you yet. Sorry.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm scared, though, but okay. Last couple, Lindy and Miguel, because I think we hit our 10 minutes. Are they going to make it? No.
They hate each other.
He's scared of her, as he should be.
Yes, as he should. This is how I know that November 16th is the last episode of this, and then we are going to take a break from watching specifically Married at First Sight. And the reason why is because we spent 30 minutes talking about Joe's homecoming and didn't have 30 minutes to talk about Married at First Sight.
They didn't have 30 minutes of stuff.
No, this season has been a groundhog day.
It's too many episodes. Do you know when the show first came out, it would be like 10 or 11 episodes?
Oh,
They got 7,000 episodes a season.
This episode, when I went to download, it was episode 35.
But they,
I know they have some of that. That's like 20.
That's 16? No, 16. 18.
18.
I don't know the math. I'm going to just say, yeah.
It's too much. Huh?
18 weeks is a lot.
It's too much, man. Y'all be stretching it. And then they got the nerve to do a recap episode of nothing.
A person could get halfway through their pregnancy with the Married at First Sight season.
I'm so sick of it. I'd be like, if the show were new and fresh each episode, fine. When I feel like y'all are stretching, I'd be like, okay.
Well,
man.
This season, the couples didn't have a lot going on.
No, and the so one couple left.
It is a lot of repetition.
Also,
repetition.
If this wouldn't be half as bad if it was a 30-minute show.
Dog, yeah. Marcus.
They got, would you say, 86 episodes, 5 hours apiece.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah, that's what it is. This is why like watching all right,
but decision day.
But we watching Love is Blind. Me and Mel be talking about it because they crazy.
Titanic, girl.
The Titanic.
Y'all talk about Ballerina Girl? It's funny. All right, bye, you blacks.
All right.
And whoever's white.
Hello.